WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Sean Diddy Combs is about to be sentenced on his prostitution-related conviction. While he sent a letter to the judge asking for mercy and vowing never to commit a crime again, his accusers believe otherwise. CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
Former girlfriend and star witness Cassie Ventura submitted a letter this week expressing her worries that Sean Combs or his associates will come after me and my family for testifying at trial. Combs' former stylist, who also testified against him, spoke with CBS Mornings.
I hope that the sentence is enough for the victims to get some peace.
The prosecution is asking for at least 11 years for Combs, the defense 14 months. He is expected to address the court. Day three of the government shutdown, and the Senate votes today on competing spending bills. Majority Leader John Thune.
If we can just find a few more Democrats to join us, we can end this shutdown.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We are ready, we are willing, we are able to sit down with anyone, anytime, any place.
Neither bill is expected to pass. President Trump is promising layoffs as soon as today that run programs opposed by his administration.
We could cut projects that they wanted, favorite projects, and they'd be permanently cut.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening to cut state funding to universities that sign a political pact with the administration.
The White House asked 9 schools to freeze their tuition rates for 5 years, not consider sex or gender in their admissions process, cap their enrollment of international students, and require applicants take the SAT. Amalia Smyrniotopoulos is with the Legal Defense Fund.
The Trump administration wants to look at a very narrow definition of merit and to pressure schools to conform to those measures to the exclusion of black students and other students of color.
It's not clear if the administration will ask other universities to sign the compact. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
USC is among the 9. Crews just outside of Los Angeles are battling the flames of a massive fire at a Chevron oil refinery. This woman in El Segundo.
My coworker, he's like, look outside, it's like all orange. And then like we just see like this big explosion, like, and then we see all the fire just rising up. And it was just like a crazy sight to see, honestly. It was bad.
The word on the cause, Chevron says all personnel have been accounted for. Raised outside Boston as a Red Sox fan, rookie pitcher Cam Schlittler helped the Yankees eliminate Boston from the playoffs on ESPN last night.
For Schlittler as Gonzalez is gone.
Yanks now face the Blue Jays in the AL Division Series. Tigers play the Mariners in the NL. The Dodgers play the Phillies. Cubs face the Brewers. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine representative says it's time to close 2 youth prisons in the state now that they're compliant with a federal court order. State Senator Van Wongard says they should turn them into medium security prisons. Governor Evers says progress is being made at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, but says more work and new facilities are needed before setting a closing date. Southbound 894 between the zoo and Hale will be closed this weekend for road work. The DOT says crews will be paving new asphalt and drivers will be detoured onto Layton. Your map app should keep you on the right path. Crime victims in Racine and beyond could be impacted by new federal rules on aid. Attorney General Josh Cald has joined other states in suing to stop a policy that would check immigration status before victims get legal help. The feds are looking for up to 18,000 square feet of office space in Milwaukee for ICE staff. According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, it would support about 80 law enforcement employees, not detainees. And the Brewers and the Cubs will face off in a playoff series for the first time starting tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08. Milwaukee holds home field advantage in the best-of-5 series with a potential Game 5 back in Milwaukee October 11th. You can hear the entire playoff run right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the best-of-5 divisional series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York? or after opening day here. It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddy Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us also that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th-ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, current temp 62.
Phone always makes me feel stupid. This guy calls me up the other day. It's the wrong number. Guy's off by one number, which is usually the case, but they never know that. So I always pretend like they're off by seven. That's more fun. Is this 213-3125? No. This is 998-7999. What the hell's wrong with you? What are you, drunk? You're drunk, aren't you? Guy won't try again for like an hour. Oh, man. I wasn't even close. Honey, you dial. I think I had the phone upside down. I hate when you tell them it's the wrong number, so they say, are you sure? How do you talk to these people? I don't know, I'm pretty sure. Well, let me take a look around. Well, I'm in the wrong house.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
Clark in the Hollies, long, cool woman of the black dress. I mentioned Alan Clark because this was not originally a Hollies song. It was from his own single album that he was putting out with just him on it, not the Hollies. And the Hollies gave him an ultimatum. They said, either you're with us or you're not. So he said, I'm with you. So he put the song on the Hollies album. Long, cool woman. 810, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunny today, highs near 85, 64, and sunny. Beautiful morning here at Radio Park. All right, here's something that will reveal your age. 2025 is the 100th anniversary of the Howard Johnson brand. Now, if you're 60 years old, you just felt a pang of nostalgia. If you're 18 years old, you have no idea what I'm talking about. The Howard Johnson Hotel and Restaurant chain is celebrating a century of business by releasing a limited edition fried clam soap. It's a nod to the fried clam strips that they used to sell at Howard Johnson's restaurants. And in case you're wondering, there are still about 280 Howard Johnson hotels worldwide, 130 in the United States. But sadly, there's not a single Howard Johnson's restaurant left in America. The last one was in Lake George, New York, closed 3 years ago. Ah, time to shed a tear.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've
been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So
I'm a drifter, Bobby Goldsboro, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. What an artist he is. I think he's still around, too, Bobby Goldsboro. Boy, these artists, you know, they're dropping, and I think he's still around, though. I got to check on that. Have you ever accidentally sent someone a photo that was meant for your eyes only? Well, this guy just got married, and he's asking for advice after he shared photos from his honeymoon with the entire family, accidentally included a nudie of his wife in a hot tub. Luckily, it wasn't that bad. Her back was turned, so he really couldn't see anything. But it was still racy, and some of her family members don't believe he sent it by mistake. It's causing big family drama, and I would love to be a fly on the wall at Thanksgiving dinner. Wouldn't you? See what they're talking about?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tilly Norwood is an AI performer who has her own Instagram account and whose creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Two big talent agencies in LA have already said they will not sign AI performers. Now Screen Actors Guild president Sean Astin, known for his role in The Goonies and Rudy, says human actors have all the leverage because that is who audiences want to see. Astin says he will do everything he can to protect SAG actors. Leonardo DiCaprio is mourning the death of his friend, conservationist Jane Goodall, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 91. Goodall did groundbreaking research involving chimpanzees, transforming people's understanding of animals, and founded the Jane Goodall Institute. DiCaprio served with Goodall on the United Nations Messengers of Peace and called her a true hero for the planet and a dear friend. The two teamed up on the movie Howl, which is currently in production. DiCaprio says his last words to his friend were, "You are my hero." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the morning show every day brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
At Hospice Alliance, staff members are focused on adding life to days. Their team is dedicated to supporting individuals navigating a serious illness. A part of that team includes trained volunteers who provide companionship, respite care, errands, vigil sitting, and personalized veteran-to-veteran patient support. Now, if you'd like to learn more about becoming a Hospice Alliance volunteer, visit the Hospice Alliance website. That's hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to upgrade your home or maybe even start fresh with a brand new build? Royal Construction LLC will turn your ideas into reality. From new home construction to eye-catching kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. They specialize in concrete and stamp designs that add both beauty and strength to your space. Fully licensed, insured, and trusted for quality that stands the test of time. No matter the size of the project, Royal Construction delivers. Find them on Facebook at Royal Construction LLC and build your dreams together.
If you're looking for a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, then look no further than Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. They've been family-owned and operated for 95 years, and they offer a great selection of new and used vehicles plus outstanding service. With no high pressure or sales tricks ever, you will always spend less and you will always get more at Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Stop in today or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's, truly a family-owned dealership.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the tattoo. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and fine, selling little bottles of love potion number nine. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you needed.
Love Potion number 9, The Searchers, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Tinder announced a high-end membership tier called Tinder Select, which will cost $499 a month. That gets you special access to the most sought-after profiles to enjoy exceptional connections. So what, everybody else gets the leftovers? What does that mean? Look for sunshine today. Highs near 85. Sunshine on Saturday and Sunday as well. Right now, I've got sunshine. It's 67 degrees in Radio Park. Here's Sweet Baby James Taylor, Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. You look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire. Sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you.
James Taylor, Fire and Rain. He had a brother who performed as well. He didn't do as well in his career. Livingston Taylor. My high school, when I went to school, hired Livingston Taylor for a concert. And we were saying, well, why can't we get James Taylor? Because Livingston Taylor is about one scintilla of what James Taylor would cause to bring in the high school. But he was good. I saw the show. Livingston Taylor. Sounds like his brother, too. Sounds just like him. All right, can you do one perfect pull-up? A very fit 45-year-old dad in Colorado just broke the record for the most pull-ups in 1 hour. 1,010 perfect pull-ups. The old record of 993 stood for over a decade. You know, I'm thinking back to my high school gym class. I don't think we could have done 5 perfect pull-ups amongst the whole gym class. I don't think it was possible. 8:30 on the knocking right now. Let's check our morning news. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The state senator repping Racine says it's time to finally close Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons. State Senator Van Wongard, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says with Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake now in full compliance with the federal order, Governor Tony Evers should prepare to shut them down next year. Wongard says they should be converted into medium security prisons. Evers agrees that compliance is a big step forward, but says more work is needed before all youth can be moved safely. New youth facilities are set to open in Milwaukee County next year and in Dane County in 2028. For now, state officials aren't committing to a specific closing date. It's a border battle we've never seen before. A historic playoff showdown is on deck for the Brewers and Cubs. For the first time ever, the teams will meet in a postseason series, starting with Game 1 of the Division Series tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08 tomorrow. First pitch of Game 2 is at 8:08 Monday night. The teams will play up to 5 games, with the Brewers holding home field advantage after finishing with baseball's best record. Game 3 and a possible Game 4 are set for Wrigley, and if it goes the distance, Game 5 will be back in Milwaukee October 11th. During that away game, there will be a watch party held at the Harley-Davidson campus in Milwaukee. And watch out for ghouls, goblins, and people dressed up like the Addams family tonight in Racine. The downtown area is getting into the holiday spirit with a First Friday event focused on the spooky season. From 4 to 9, First Friday will feature free pumpkins, kids' face paintings, and live pumpkin carving. Dozens of shops, restaurants, and bars are offering deals with live music at popular spots across downtown. Families are encouraged to dress in costume and enjoy the fall fun. A statement says parking is available in the city ramps. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always, but if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's and Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and they're on the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know, you gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for our management training program. We're going to have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just got to hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And you just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you because we wrote that on the trash box.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it's when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
Friday Night Lights, Dick Rousseff is here to talk about the high school football game of the week on WRGN. Before we get to that game, last weekend was a lopsided score, no?
Yeah, it was. Badger, one of the best teams in the state, Division One. They won state 2 years ago, their perennial power once again. But we're hoping that sets up the game in week 9 between Union Grove and Badger, both coming in undefeated. Both are undefeated currently and have both qualified for playoffs already.
Boom. Okay, now we've got another big game tonight, Oak Creek at Racine Case, being played right here in town.
Yeah, this is another big ball game because the winner of this game tonight becomes playoff eligible. So they both come in 3-1 in conference, and whoever wins this game tonight will probably have a stronghold on finishing up second place in the Southeast Conference.
Okay, so now we got the level one playoffs coming up October 24th through the 25th. Who is definitely in there? Is there a definite team so far?
Absolutely, we have some teams in there already. As I mentioned, Union Grove has qualified. Racine Lutheran, with their victory last night, qualified. So we already have two teams that have qualified for playoffs. Tonight, wins by St. Catharines and Case will also make them playoff eligible. So I'm figuring we're going to probably have 6 of our 9 teams make the playoffs this year.
Whoa. Okay, so let's talk about tonight's game. I'm not going to ask you to pick who you think is going to win, because I hate to do that, because these are high school kids. They're playing, they're learning, and so okay. It's not fair to do that. But anyway, we've got Oak Creek at Racine Case, and it is a 6:40 pregame start, 6:40, kickoff, 7 o'clock. You're going to have picture-perfect weather for this game again. So I don't think it rained on any of your games this year, did it?
No, we've had ideal weather all year. Don't jinx it now.
put the whammy jammy on it. Yeah, you've had picture-perfect. Now, you're in a press box for most of these games. Are you ever out in the open?
We're always in a press box, and but we could have been outside all year because it's been so nice. Yeah.
I remember when I was at my very first radio station on Long Island, we did the high school games. We were the station that every week did the high school games, and they put our guys outside. They were in the first row, and that's where they sat the broadcasters. For some reason, they didn't have press boxes at these high schools at the time, but that's where they sat out in the elements, and they had to bring a phone line in for the game. They were very expensive phone lines. They were about $800 every game we did to get a phone line in there, because they didn't have any, there was no cellular stuff like that to do games or, you know, streaming that didn't exist yet. So they were sat out in the elements with their equipment, and I can't remember ever raining on their equipment. If they did, they probably put a blanket or tarp over the equipment to do the game.
Have to cover it.
Okay, so tonight's game, one more time, is Oak Creek at Racine Case. We have the pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Now, you can hear the game here on WRJN, but if you're not in town or you have an aunt who's maybe out in Lubbock, Texas, and she wants to hear her grandson during the game, she can at dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. And Brandy will be able to hear the game out in Lubbock tonight. So you can hear it. Now with streaming, you can hear the game anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter where you are. So that's pretty good.
Exactly.
And give a shout out again to your color commentator.
Dylan Dooley, he'll be right there raring to go tonight.
All right, Dick, we'll all be listening. Pregame 6:40, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on WRJN. Have a safe time tonight, all right, my friend?
Talk to you next week.
All right, Dick Graceffa, everybody. It's 8:39, local news, timeless hits. WRJN, sunshine today, 85. The high, a beautiful clear night for football tonight. Low 65 right now. It's sunny and 67.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament.
for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
The OJs, WRJM local news, timeless hit. You know where they got the name OJs? I think in Cleveland is where they're from. Their favorite DJ on the radio was Eddie OJ. And they just loved Eddie OJ, and they named their group the OJs after a disc jockey. I don't hear any groups called the Rosens, do you? No, they don't have those anymore. I don't think they ever did. All right, so when do we all sleep? All right, the time the largest percentage of people in the world are sleeping is 4 p.m. our time. Approximately 75% of people in the world are sleeping at that hour, even though very few are in the U.S. I'm sure burglars already know this information, so we could have asked them. They know when people are sleeping. All right. I got Mike Clements coming up. But first, I got the DC 5. Here's Over and Over.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. What a weekend. Sunny today, sunny tomorrow, sunny on Sunday. Looks like a high of 85 today. That's July weather. Clear tonight, low 65, sunny with a high of 83. Tomorrow, 81 the high on Sunday. Right now it's sunny. It's 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. Mike Clemens with sports coming right up for you.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. The circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Cronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
We have got a plethora of big sports news locally, and Mike Clemens is here. Got a big day coming up Saturday, tomorrow, right?
We do, yeah. It's the Brewers and the Cubs. I mean, you can't, you know, this is the first time these two teams have ever faced each other in the postseason. How about that?
Yep.
And the rivalry that's involved, and then the Craig Counsell storyline with him leaving the Brewers after 9 years as manager, and of all places, he goes down to Chicago to your rival.
And the pocket pancakes, let's not forget about those.
Pocket pancakes from Pat Murphy. You know, there's pancakes involved. Yeah, so and so last night, the Cubs, they beat the San Diego Padres 3-1, and they said that that's the first time in the history of the Cubs that they ever won a walk-off game like that. You know, where, you know, they ended a series where they were able to advance and someone was sent home in the history of the club. They did a, you know, World Series in 45. They've been, you know, had some other playoff games, but this is the first time that they won and were able to advance with the final game of a series like that. So the Cubs are coming to town. It's a 1-8 start tomorrow. The game is either on, well, we'll have it on the radio. And on TV, if you don't not lucky enough to get tickets, it's either on TBS or HBO Max. And the first pitch is at 1:08. And I was joking with one of the other reporters the other day. I said, you know why it's on at 1:08? Because they figure it's going to take you 8 minutes to find it where it is on TV. So.
And by the way, we're not going to rat him out, but there is a person on staff here that is a diehard Cubs fan. It'll be interesting to see where this person's alliance.
Really?
Yeah, you know who it is.
But well, it's not me.
We're not going to rat him out. This person could rat himself out, but it's not me, and it's okay. And it's not Mike. So you can dwindle it down from there. But we'll see where the alliances lie. Big game, Brewers Cubs Saturday. You can hear the game on WRJN, of course. The NBA, let's talk about the Bucks.
Bucks had their open house this week, media day, and you get in there, and you're looking around like, where's Giannis? Where's Giannis Antetokounmpo? He's still in Greece. Why is he in Greece? Well, he tested positive for COVID. Oh, okay, because, you know, Giannis spent his summer playing for his national team, Greece, in the European leagues. And apparently, you know, came down with COVID, so he's been in quarantine there. Meanwhile, the Bucks, you know, come in and they unveil their new team. I mean, a year ago at this time, Don, it would have been Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brook Lopez, Chris Middleton, you know, who's just coming back from double ankle surgery, and Damian Lillard. Those guys are all gone. So they've got a whole new team around Giannis. They drew this Miles Turner center from the Pacers. You know, the Pacers beat the Bucks and ended their season, went all the way to the finals. They picked him up, and a bunch of other free agent signings they've had the past year. So it's going to be a new team around them. They got this Amir Coffey that used to play for Doc Rivers of the Clippers. They signed him. They talked about they're going to get a new contract for A.J. Green. So, yeah, John Horst, the GM. Has had to sort of revamp the roster. They've got 21 players in their training camp. They got to whittle that down to 15 with three alternates in the, what they call the two-way contracts. And so today the Bucks are headed to Miami, where they're going to have some workout sessions down there because their first preseason game is against the Miami Heat, and they hope that Giannis then will be able to join them from Greece in Miami, and we'll pick things up from there.
All right, let's talk about the Packers. But when we talk about the Packers, I came across this interesting little tidbit. Only one NFL player weighed over 300 pounds in 1970. By 2010, over 500 players in the NFL training camps weighed over 300.
Yeah.
What happened?
They get bigger. Kids get bigger. They get taller. And the other thing is that there's a lot of these players now that they know that in order to get a job, there's not a lot of former offensive linemen that I know that you'll see them 5-10 years after they played in the NFL, and they go from, you know, 275, 300, 310. down to 210 or so, you know, to a more normal weight. And they have to sometimes fight to keep that weight on by what they eat, weightlifting, and all that. But yeah, you've got to match that size by putting on that weight. So yeah, the Packers played the Cowboys to a tie on Sunday night. The game came down to the Packers with the ball in a final drive. They had a 4th and 26. They had a 4th and 6 from their own 4-yard line, and at the last second, Jordan Love was able to hit Matthew Golden, his rookie receiver, downfield and get a down, keep that drive alive. They get down to within field goal range, and they had one attempt where they tried to throw a touchdown pass. It was incomplete, but a lot of criticism came because they almost lost that. As Chris Collinsworth was calling the game, and I was down there, covering it, they almost lost. They ended with 1 second left. Poor clock management. So LaFleur went over that, and at the end of the day, they learned this lesson. The Packers are actually one of the best teams, including Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, at running their 2-minute offense. There's a lot of games I watch with good teams that don't know how to handle the clock and moving the ball in that final minute or so to try and pull out a win or get in field goal range. So I think Aaron Rodgers at some point, he said, I got to run the plays the last 2 minutes because it takes too long for the coach to get those plays in. Let me control the game. And I think it's time to hand over the keys to Jordan Love in the same thing. Let him call the plays, and they could be more efficient with their time that way.
Okay, and let's do a quickie on, you got a couple of minutes here, on the Wisconsin Badgers playing.
Badgers, they've struggled this season. And then they lost a game they should have won at home to Maryland, their first Big Ten game. By the end of the game, the Camp Randall Stadium was half empty, and fans were, chanting, "Fire Luke Fickell," the head coach. And the next day, he spotted up in a suite at a Badger volleyball game talking to Mike McCarthy, who now's back in Green Bay, living in his house in Green Bay with his family and raising his kids. And, that started all kinds of speculation, like, oh, where's this going? So, yeah, the Badgers football program's got trouble. They've got injuries on their offensive line. They've given up more sacks in the first four games than they did all last season. And then tomorrow, they got to go to Michigan and Ann Arbor in the Big House and play the number 20th ranked Michigan Wolverines. That game starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So it's going to be a real challenging next 3 or 4 weeks for them when they take on teams like that and Oregon, Iowa, and Ohio State.
I know how rumors get started like that, because when I worked here years ago, the general manager of a former station I worked for in Milwaukee took me out to lunch, and they found out about it here. They didn't say anything to me, but this is when we were getting a new owner of the radio station, and he took me out to lunch, and he knew about I wasn't thinking about going anywhere. He took me out to lunch to ask me to come back, but I said no, and I got a big 36% raise to keep me here. I wasn't going anywhere. So it's
beautiful.
Sometimes it works out. I'll tell you when we get up there who the players were in this. But beautiful. Yeah, it was like.
So you're saying that Mike McCarthy could be a volleyball fan? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they think he might, but he might get a raise out of it to stay. Who knows?
Sure.
Yeah, I wasn't going anywhere, but they thought I was. So
that's great.
Yeah. All right. Hold on the line, but we'll talk to you next week. This is going to be an exciting Saturday. All the years are going to be on the radio or on TV, wherever you watch the game or hear the game. But it's right here on WRJN, the Brewers and the Cubbies, game one. This is going to be interesting. And hold on the line. Mike Clemens, you can hear him sports reports every single morning with me here on WRJN. Right now, it's 9 o'clock. I want to remind you, I'll be back Monday at 6 a.m. with more local news and timeless hits. Dan Marcus coming up next, and he's followed by Cindy Huber, who's going to be filling in for Kurt Vollmer this week. They both have the last of the multi-state text-to-win keywords, so you can win some great prizes, including club-level seats to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. So be listening all day today. Keep it right here. It's exactly 9 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New York, where Sean Diddy Combs is scheduled to appear in court this morning for sentencing for his conviction on prostitution-related charges. He is expected to address the court, and his defense team plans to make their case with some taped footage. CBS's Jerika Duncan is there.
Overnight, Combs' legal team released this nearly 12-minute video to be shown at his sentencing hearing.
To raise some money for the children of New York City.
Characterizing him as a philanthropist, family man, and mentor.
When we come together as a people, nothing can stop. The